My name is David Saucy. I'm a candidate for the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Board. I'm currently an incumbent. I was appointed by the school board to fill the vacated seat of Mia Burrows. I've been interested in serving on the school board through my service to the public schools in Chapel Hill as an advocate for my children and the programs that they were in. And also, I served for 3 years on the Glenwood School Improvement Team, two of those years as the parent co-chair of the school improvement team, and got very involved in that school and the whole school system through that process. I'm interested in continuing to work with the schools to improve the system for all students. Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools, I think, are recognized around the state and really around the country as being one of the best school systems in the country. That said, there's still room for improvement, and I think that the administration has made great strides in working to bring programs and curricula to the school system that will elevate learning for all students, not just the top level of students, but there is still an achievement gap. And the district administration and the school board are working as hard as they can to close that achievement gap and to bring the level of learning of all students up. So I moved to Chapel Hill 10 years ago from Raleigh. My wife is a native Chapel Hillian. She was born and raised here, moved away, and came back to the area. We met and got married in Raleigh. I had two children, so we decided to make the move from Raleigh to Chapel Hill as a good place to raise our kids and a better situation for our entire family. I'm a scientist by training. I moved to the area 23 years ago to work for what was then Glaxo, now known as GlaxoSmithKline, as a research scientist. I'm currently at work in GSK's corporate development group. I've always been interested in public education. I'm a product of public education myself and have been a firm believer in it my whole life. I've gotten much more involved in it more recently as having a vested interest because I now have children in public school system and felt like it's important to make as much of a contribution as I can to the public school system initially just through working in my kids' classes and volunteering in the school and in their classrooms and then serving on the school improvement team for Glenwood Elementary and working there to give back something and to try and make sure that the schools are the best that they can be. I think it's important that the people on the school board come to the board with an interest in serving the entire community. I'm interested in doing all that we can do to improve education, bring the best education that we can to all of the students, not only the top performers that we hear so much about, but for students who are struggling as well. And it's important that we work as hard for them as we do for all of the other students and the students in the middle who sometimes people feel get left out. I also think it's important that we do everything that we can do within the constraints of the budget that we get from the county and from the state and to recognize and reward our teachers for all of the hard work that they do and recognizing them as the professionals that they are, and also the work the administration is doing on improving the curriculum and the delivery of the curriculum to the students, I think will be a great advance. Again, I think it's important that the voters focus on what's the best for the entire school system, not just what's the best for their school or their kids, and look through a very highly qualified panel of candidates and elect the people that they feel will best serve the entire system.